Monday morning. We begin the tournament, the voting for the 9:30 knucklehead of the year. You guys determine it every year, who the biggest knucklehead is. We take the knucklehead of the month winners and bracket them all, put them in a tournament, and off we go with the voting.
The cream rises to the top. We distill it down to the very best.
So here's some of our favorite, I can't believe it's news stories. Some of these people may show up in knucklehead of the year. I don't know. But there's some of our favorite ones. I think this first clip might be my favorite audio clip of the year. It's very short. It is at the scene of a crime where this was in Missouri. Brad, I don't know. Was this at a Walmart? I'm going to say it's a Walmart anyway. It doesn't say in the story.
Give me the particulars on this one.
I'm just going to go give it to a Walmart. This is the woman who was shoplifting a frying pan, a $30 frying pan. Yeah.
Huge frying pan in her yoga pants. Missouri.
Yeah, she had.
It was Walmart.
The pan and the handle of the pan was sticking out of her pants, but she was wearing tight, stretchy gray pants.
Like yoga pants.
And so there was no missing the pan in the back of her pants. And this clip is very, very brief. It's only like 2 or 3 seconds long, but it's from a woman who apparently cell phone cameras and video were running as this woman was being arrested.
That girl's got a weird-looking ass.
And this woman that you're going to hear here witnessed the attempted shoplifting of the frying pan in the back of this woman's pants.
Is that a pot in the back of your pants?
Is that a pot in the back of your pants?
Let's play it again.
Yeah. Is that a pot in the back of your pants?
She says, girl, is that a pot in the back of your pants? Yeah, it's a $30 pot in the back of her pants.
It's a grope protection. You know, you put that back there.
Oh, wait, no, wait. This may have been an IKEA thing. Was this an
I don't know. Yeah, it was IKEA.
Oh. Yeah, it says here in the story, darn it, it was IKEA, not Walmart. But it's still a good story. Okay, and then we've got...
Is them sweetest meatballs in your pants?
and then we got the... then we got the family in Tennessee that, you know, they show up for the funeral of the uncle there, and they look down into the casket and, hey, man, that's not my uncle.
Remember this one? Legs.
Because they knew their uncle didn't have legs.
Their uncle didn't have legs. They go to view the body and pay the respects one last time. They look in there and the guy's like, that's an awful nice suit. It's got legs.
You got the wrong body.
These people are thinking they was kissing my uncle when they wasn't. They were kissing another man that's over in the morgue right now. Open up the casket. If this man got legs, this is not my uncle. Open up the casket. You see legs. Nice pair of slacks.
Now, people were kissing him. They were even kissing him, and they thought it was the uncle. Yeah. And they kissed him and walked away from the casket, and they just thought it was the
uncle.
They
did an incredible makeup job on him.
Yes, yeah. All right, and then we got this other knucklehead here from, I believe this is from, it's from New Zealand or Australia. And I apologize to our listeners who are streaming
a huge
in
difference.
New Zealand and Australia, because I know there's a difference. Well, where is the Sunshine Coast?
That's Australia.
Is that okay? Cool. So then we'll give this to Australia. Now this was the guy who was the 18-year-old guy who was with his girlfriend and he wanted to impress her.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
this?
Yeah. So he made her a bet, like if you give me your phone number or kiss me or something like that, I'll swim out with these crocodiles. I want your love so bad. I'll swim out into these crocodiles if you give me your phone number or we can date.
So into this body of water where it was known that the crocodiles were swimming around. So he got himself, he said, loaded up on 10 cups of goon, which, what did we determine that was?
Fortified wine, I think it was.
Yeah, some kind of. Knuckle. And then he went in there, and then he got all chewed up.
I started telling him about how backpackers are more likely to get eaten by a crocodile than Australians. So we decided to go down to the river and test the theory.
How many drinks had you had by that point?
About 10 cups of goon.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
Yep, I do. I'm not really. I'm just, I don't know, trying to prove a point. Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
Yes, I mean, he was attacked. He did survive the attack, but he was attacked by the crocodile.
10 cups of goon.
Well, those are all great.
Is that a pot in the back of your pants?
Yeah, but that's the money clip right there. All right, so Monday morning, The voting will begin for the 930 Knucklehead of the Year.